102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. So today we are shining the light on the Women's Health Promotion. It's a program of the Alameda County Public Health Department. Please welcome Denisha Clark and Monique Houston. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for being here. All right. So for our KBLX Nation listening, tell us about the Women's Health Promotion and the work and the programs of the Alameda County Public Health Department, please.
Women's Health Promotion is a service provided to African American women who are parenting and pregnant. We provide services between the ages of 18 and older. For those who are utilizing the services, we are located in Alameda County, not too far from the BART station and across the street from Wendy's in San Leandro, California.
Okay.
There we have several different things that we do there, and we have case management services that are available to those women. We do see them in the home, and we do provide support services, whether it be in the hospital or in the community.
Mm-hmm. Is it just for women, or do you also provide services for full families and for children as well?
Yes, we actually do have several programs. We offer services for fathers through our Fatherhood Initiative Program, as well as women who may be experiencing substance abuse or have medical issues. We even have some women who have high-risk pregnancies, and we provide services to those women, as well as mental health issues. So mm-hmm. we have, depending on what the clients need, and after assessing through a triage process, we are able to refer clients to, depending on what they need, to the services that they qualify for. So fathers can be referred to Fatherhood. If there's a reunification plan because there were some issues in the past, you know, working with a case manager actually shows, I'll say, like, if they're involved in CPS, it actually shows the CPS that you're engaged in services and you have assistance and you're not doing this alone. Mm-hmm. So we're actually working to reunify families as well.
So would you say that the Women's Health Promotion is kind of like a hub? So where people would start with you all, coming to you with different issues or different needs, and then you kind of filter them off to different organizations or different service providers that offer those specific services?
Yes. Women's Health Promotion is actually the outreach program for all of MPCAH's home visiting programs. And MPCAH is for maternal, paternal, adolescent, and child health. So we are the outreach team. We go out into the community. We go out to different hospitals. We go to different fairs, different health fairs and different things. And we do outreach to see if we see someone pregnant, or we approach people who may not be pregnant, or maybe they know someone that may be pregnant. And we also approach fathers and ask if they, you know, are expecting a child. But we are the starting point. There are other avenues to get into programs, but we are the starting point for all of the MPCAH programs. And we do a triage, and we turn it into our triage team. And depending on their issues, then they do get filtered out.
Who are some of the folks that you partner with regularly where you do some of your outreach?
We partner with hospitals, also nutrition, dental health. We do partner with the WIC clinics, mm-hmm. meaning the outpatient hospitals that's there, because we do sometimes visit with our clients frequently to their prenatal visits and making sure that they have healthy babies. And we do that in a way to actually help educate our women, and sometimes educate our doctors on mm-hmm. how our women are feeling, because African-American women aren't able to, or feel that they're not able to, ask the questions mm-hmm. around their pregnancy. Mm-hmm. So we step in and we advocate for them, and advocate for their doctors too, because mm-hmm. sometimes doctors aren't able to get in touch with the clients. So we do a caveat of things, mm-hmm. I would say, mm-hmm. to provide a service that is very beneficial for Alameda County's community. And also we partner up with schools and all different communities that are linked with the schools, libraries. We're always in the library passing out flyers. We're always in the community, any type of community event, we're there, and we're trying to be there. So if someone would like to invite us to their community event, please feel free.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and with that, I will make sure that our KBLX audience knows your website. The Women's Health Promotion Program of the Alameda County Public Health Department. Their website is acphd.org, standing for Alameda County Public Health Department. So ACPHD. And then do a search for Women's Health or Women's Health Promotion. It'll take you straight there. We're talking to Denisha Clark and Monique Houston right now. This is KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James. So what are some of the basic mission goals of these programs and promotions? To just tie people with need?
So we actually pride ourselves in helping women who either are pregnant or thinking about becoming pregnant, really helping them to get connected to different community resources, linkages to the community, through case management, health services, and one-on-one support, but really helping women to make healthy choices when they're pregnant, after they deliver, offering support for newborn care, doing developmental things with the mothers once they deliver, just making sure that there are no delays, and getting women connected to services so that they don't stand in place, just making the moms understand that if there is a delay earlier on in childhood, the earlier that we catch it and provide services and get connected to services and offer education, children don't have to stay, you know, in that box. They can learn, you know, through education.
So it sounds like, is it a client or a customer or a patient or a community member? How do you kind of describe the women and the families that you support?
We meet the families right where they are. Whatever services that they're needing, we try to make it a goal to sit down with them and actually understand their family dynamics or what they are looking for. And that is provided through the case management services. So we don't necessarily have any other system as to meeting them where they are. Some of our clients have CPS cases. Some of them have mental health disabilities. Some have homeless issues, which is very discouraging here in Alameda County. So we try to link them up with those particular services to make sure that we're actually helping the family, one family at a time, meet their goal.
Give me a kind of beginning to end example of how the Women's Health Promotion in the Alameda County Public Health Department can support a family. You've painted a lot of pictures, and it sounds as if a family could come in prior to pregnancy, get and take advantage of services with you all trying to get pregnant, and then being pregnant, and through the pregnancy, and then birth, and then through early childhood as well. Do you have any case instances that you can share of perhaps a family who's kind of gone through that process with you all?
I actually had a client working with Kaiser, and a social worker from Kaiser wasn't able to offer her the services that she needed, so she reached out to our triage team. And we worked with the client. She was high risk, homeless, health issues, sleeping in her car. So we were able to, through a lot of liaisons throughout the community, we were able to get this particular client into a shelter. She was went into a shelter, but she had like maybe two different episodes where there was a chance that she could have her baby early. I think it was maybe 24 weeks pregnant. So she was really early in her pregnancy. So we did get her housed and stable into a shelter, and she did end up, you know, delivering soon. But while she was in the hospital and the baby was in the hospital, we were actually able to connect with a community organization that was able to assist her in getting housing. So when she was released from the hospital and the baby was released from the hospital, they actually went into, you know, their own housing with move-in assistance, with furniture, and also getting that extra education. So it was really hard for the mom to really worry about education with all of these immediate needs that she needed, housing, food, and things of that sort. But having connections, I believe, through home visiting helped her to kind of alleviate and focus, you know, on her child with bonding and attachment, because she was connected to someone that, and she felt like, you know, she wasn't alone. So, and she's actually doing really well. The baby's thriving, no delays, no health issues at this point. And she's actually looking forward to coming and volunteering at our next baby showers.
Okay. Fantastic. All right, let's make sure everybody knows the main line to call. The Women's Health Promotion Program of the Alameda County Public Health Department. The phone number is 510-618-2080. Call that number to start, and then you'll be directed to a community hub near you that can offer services that are related to your personal situation. So if anybody's listening right now and they might find themselves trying to get pregnant or think they might be pregnant or want to get pregnant or are pregnant or in need of any services across Alameda County, please check out acphd.org. Look at, do a search for Women's Health Promotion or call the main line 510-618-2080. We're chatting with Denisha Clark and Monique Houston. They're here representing the Women's Health Promotion and the program of the Alameda County Public Health Department. So what other programs do you have besides the Women's Health Promotion, and how do you reach out to the community with those programs?
Well, we have several different programs that men can qualify for, families with older children. So we have our fatherhood program, which is a wonderful program for the male. So we have the fatherhood initiative. We have the Club Mom, which is ongoing, which is a warm handover from Women's Health Promotion. So for those moms who age out, we hand them over to Club Mom, and they have a wonderful time. We also have our lovely Black Infant Health, which has been around for quite some time, and they provide group education. We have many more programs that we would love to share. So, you know, you can always look at our website and get more information from there.
And the community outreach?
So community outreach, we have a quarterly community baby shower. We get people in the community to come out and have a good time, congratulate them on their pregnancy. We do games. We have daycare. We provide education. And at the same time that our community baby shower is going on, we have the daddy boot camp going on in a different area. So that's peer-to-peer, male-to-male. It's male case managers, great male case managers that are providing the support that the males need. Everybody talks about the mom and the baby coming, and we forget that there's a big male piece, mm-hmm. that they may be experiencing depression. They may be having anxiety about, I'm the breadwinner, I'm the head of the household, I'm nervous, what do? I need employment, I just need someone to talk to. How can I support my family? So the Daddy Boot Camp that goes on in the same location but in a different area is great to have the males come out and, you know, have some peer-to-peer and even share, you know, their experiences. Maybe it's something that, you know, they've experienced and they want to share for, you know, younger dads or mm-hmm. things of that sort. Mm-hmm. So we have that. And we also have, as Danisha mentioned, we have the Club Mom that happens monthly. Black Infant Health has prenatal and postpartum groups, mm-hmm. and there's a, and the list goes on. So I think taking a look at the website is great. But I'd like to mention that our big umbrella is MPCAH, maternal, paternal, child, adolescent health. And MPCAH, we all provide either one-on-one or group support. We have health education about prenatal, postpartum, newborn care, and child development. We do linkages to the community, to community resources, healthcare providers, and insurance. Also, fatherhood, mental health, substance abuse, high-risk pregnancies, if there's any medical issues, and first-time moms. And we also provide advocacy for families during court appearances, social services visits, or health appointments. So if families are looking for support in family planning and pregnancy counseling, there's no wrong door. We have a no wrong door approach.
Okay. And the best way for them to take advantage of that is to go to your website or to just call you all directly, right?
Right. Correct.
All right. The website again is acphd.org, and do a search for Women's Health Promotion or Women's Health. And you can also call them directly at 510-618-2080. We are out of time, but did you have something?
I also wanted to highlight that SIDS is very important in our community. We do have a program called Dreams that moms can actually come and speak with a counselor on that and get some consultation around that as well. So I just wanted to shine a light on Dreams, our program, for those who have lost children or have had some miscarriages.
Yes, thank you. That is very important. Okay, the website again, acphd.org for Alameda County Public Health Department, the Women's Health Promotion. And you can call 510-618-2080. Denisha Clark and Monique Houston, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you, Sterling, for having
thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. This is KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. And thank you for listening. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.